Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 2nd of July at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to Fergal O'Rourke from the IDA about inward investment, and we'll be looking at new thresholds on mergers and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Reuters reports that that European Technology Commissioner Henna Virkkunen held constructive talks with the Apple boss Tim Cook this week after the two sides clashed over the rollout of Siri AI in Europe. EU regulators and Apple traded barbs last month over competition rules that the US company had said had stopped it from releasing its upgraded assistant Siri AI in the bloc, making it unavailable for iPhone and iPad users in the region. We can confirm that a call between Commissioner Virkkunen and Tim Cook took place. It was a constructive exchange on topics of common interest, according to an EU statement. More stringent European tech regulation has become a bone of contention between EU capitals and Washington, where Donald Trump has criticized the tougher rules and steep fines as damaging to the interests of US big tech. The iPhone maker has said that its Siri AI would not be available initially in the European Union on iPhones and iPads, and faulted the Commission for refusing to engage constructively on the issue. Jack Power in the Irish Times reports that Swedish authorities have determined that Rusal, the metals giant that owns the Orkinish alumina refinery in Limerick, remains under the control of the sanctioned oligarch Oleg Deripaska. The Shannon Estuary plant is under threat from EU measures to block large exports of alumina to Russia. There is concern about the material being used in aluminium for missiles, tanks and aircraft in Russia's four-year-long war in Ukraine. The ruling from Sweden's tax authority states that, therefore, all of Rusal's operation in Europe, a group which includes the Irish plant, should be subject to EU sanctions targeting Russia, including freezing of assets. It comes as the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said in Dublin yesterday that every ton of vital raw material shipped to Russia was being used against the Ukrainian people. Reuters reports that Ireland's data watchdog will decide in the coming period whether to pursue fresh sanctions against TikTok after a court told it to reconsider an order that the short video platform suspend data transfers from the EU to China. It comes as the Chinese-owned social media giant announced 300 job cuts in Ireland. Ireland's Data Protection Commission fined TikTok €530 million a year ago and ordered it to suspend data transfers to China if its processing was not brought into compliance within 6 months. The Irish High Court paused the suspension order shortly afterwards, pending an appeal by TikTok. And while the court this month upheld the DPC's finding that TikTok had breached EU privacy rules, it told the regulator to reconsider the corrective measures imposed alongside the fine.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.